Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Ami Kazar. Ami has been with us now for coming up on 10 years. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. Ami, tell us about Multifunding.
Jim, what we do is we work with business owners and entrepreneurs around the country to help them figure out the best loan options and alternatives to help them grow their businesses. So unlike going to a bank where that bank has one credit box or your banker has a couple loan products that they are motivated to sell, our job is to know the whole loan market really well and help you find the best solution for your business.
And they do that, yeah, they do that very well too, folks. And he has a lot of great customers that make, he makes very happy. So check them out at multifunding.com. Ami, one of the things in your new book, The Growth Dilemma, you talked about entrepreneurial profiles, entrepreneur profiles. But you also lately have been talking about maybe entrepreneurs also need marriage counseling, that maybe you need to go into marriage counseling when you're talking to folks. Do the profiles, are they important for couples?
I think that it's very important, Jim. You know, in our work, we see everything you can imagine and then some more. So we see disputes between partners. And we often see situations where, as an example, an entrepreneur really wants to put a lien on their house in order to get the money to expand or grow the business. And the wife will have, and the spouse will have nothing to do with it. And so I think it's really important in a marriage, also at the beginning of a business venture or checking in at different stages, to check in with your spouse and talk about risk tolerance and life of the project and the company and what your expectations are and what your aspirations are and what your net worth goals are and what you're trying to accomplish out of the business. Because these issues are important, and they don't get touched on. So if one partner has an extremely low tolerance for risk and will never put a lien on the house to save their life, and another partner is highly risk tolerant, again, that might make for a great marriage because sometimes opposites attract. But there could be a heck of a lot of resentment down the line if they need the debt or the leverage to grow the business. And
or just sometimes just foregoing a regular paycheck. I mean, that's a shock to a lot of spouses when the other spouse says, "Hey, I'm gonna start a business. Okay, when are you gonna start drawing a paycheck? I don't know, maybe in a year or two." that doesn't go over so well, does it? Sometimes you have to reconcile that. And the conversation with a spouse on these issues is so important because, I think you'd agree with me. People talk about what a definition of a family business is. Every business with a family, where the owners have a family, is a family business, whether they work in the business or not. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the spouses sometimes get ignored or poo-pooed upon by the entrepreneur. And we don't recognize the tension or the pressure that these causes our spouses. And you know, everyone, when you're beginning, Jim, everyone says, "Oh, this is going to be longer and harder than you can imagine." And you think that's true for everybody but you. And you think you've got the great bullet and this is going to be cash flowing and printing money very quickly. And that's not the reality for 99% of people, unless you get real lucky. And so having these conversations with your wife or spouse or husband before you start is also really important. I also heard some stats the other day that were interesting, that women entrepreneurs have a much harder time getting their husbands to support their ventures or put up their houses than the other way around.
That is
interesting. And that's also not fair, right?
No, that's right.
Yeah, so I don't think enough is said about these things and understand now, take it for our entrepreneur profiles, which I talked about in the TEDx talk. Our data set so far is about 50 entrepreneurs, and we've put together some initial profiles. And
how do they find you in the TEDx talk website?
That video will be out in a few weeks, and I'll let you know when it's out.
And, yeah, you let us know so we can tell people.
We're soon going to launch a website called Entrepreneur Profiles, where you'll actually be able to. I mean, the site's up now, but there's not much there. But you'll actually be able to take a test and get your profile.
Be sure to let us know when that's ready. I gotta wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Amit Kazan, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget multifunding.com. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.